and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we go, Wednesday morning, live at the Nutrition Hub later on this morning. They're going to be all set up and ready to go with us this morning. We always love going there because they give us our aloe shot, our energy tea, which is like basically an energy drink that helps you burn calories as opposed to just consuming the calories.
Right, and I'm really addicted to energy-type drinks, and this is awesome.
So we'll be there later on this morning, your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc. On this day on K-Fine, in the year 2012, the number one song on K-Fine was held by Keith Urban.
You could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with a broken wing, but you better believe you're gonna fly with me. And you could be a songbird from a New Orleans, scared of the rain, just as scared to sing, but you better believe you're gonna fly with me.
Number one on this day on K-Fine in 2012.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So at this time this morning, I want to confess to something.
Wow.
I was reading a survey this morning about kissing.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
All right, so.
Kissing. All right.
If I were to say, how many people have you kissed? Would you want to answer that question?
No.
Okay, let me tell you, the majority of people, 16% of people surveyed, that's the biggest percentage, say they've kissed somewhere between 5 and 10 people.
Okay.
That's number one. Now, the number two is going to blow your mind. So think about that. Most people, the highest percentage is 5 to 10. The second highest percentage says they've kissed more than 50 people.
Wow.
In their lives. Is that wild to you?
Yeah.
Then we get down to the percentage, like 13% say they've kissed between 2 and 4. They also say 13% for 11 to 20 people. There's a lot of kissing going on.
But yeah.
I didn't even realize that, did you?
No.
Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody.
Sometimes.
In the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody. On a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody.
Don't you love kissing surveys?
When it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody. Baby, I got somebody in mind.
How about kissing a girl?
I wanna kiss a girl. I wanna hold her tight. The minute make a little magic in the moonlight.
Again, we're your authority for all things kissing.
Kiss me. Beneath the milky twilight. Lead me.
But again, 15% of people have kissed more than 50 people.
Man.
In their lives.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on The Bachelor. And if you didn't watch last night and you don't want a spoiler, just hang on for just a second. Turn me down just a second. All right. So it was a crazy season finale. Colton broke it off with both Tasia and Hannah G in an attempt to prove his love for Cassie. And basically, long story short, he talks her into giving him a second chance. She comes out. They're together. They both look beautiful. Whatever, they're in a relationship, okay? They're going to take it day by day.
And the picture's already on the cover of People magazine.
So they also announced the new Bachelorette, which is, if you followed the season, there's no surprise. It's going to be Hannah B. That's Miss Alabama. So that's going to be really fun and entertaining. So good pick.
So lots of people talking about that still last night. Also, Gotcha Gossip on something else people are talking about, and that is Lori Loughlin. Aunt Becky from Full House.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's in a lot of trouble with the law right now, which sounds crazy. Ooh. A Full House star in trouble with law.
Have mercy.
But she and Felicity Huffman and a number of other people are caught up in this college scandal where they've been paying, making donations, which allow their kids to then enroll in big-time schools. So if we donate to your fund, $500,000, maybe my kid can go here.
Oh.
They got caught up in that. They're in big trouble. That is illegal. And we're going to have to watch how that story goes. Felicity Huffman was already arrested and now released. What's up with Aunt Becky? We'll probably find out later on today.
Gotcha Gossip on Jennifer Lopez. So she and Alex Rodriguez are engaged. It's Instagram official. Pictures of beautiful people on a beautiful beach. What can I say? It's just really pretty. Check them out. They are up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we Gotcha Gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, good morning, K-Fine Country. Thanks for having us on. Darius Rucker, Don't Think I Don't Think About It. It's Brandon, it's Kelly. We're getting set up this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. And we're ready to go. Your K-Fine Breakfast Club powered by Families Inc.
I've got to figure out which protein shake I'm going to get today.
Ooh, we got some good stuff last week. Which one's your favorite so far?
So far, blueberry wedding cake is my favorite.
I think I got Snickers last week. I did strawberry wedding cake. I've done brownie batter.
The cinnamon roll sounds really good to me, too.
You know, somebody said that one was really good. So we're going to be here live this morning on your K-Fine Breakfast Club, all powered by Families Inc., live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It's on the Caraway Plaza, which is right near Petco and Old Navy in Jonesboro. Come by and hang with us this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
7:02 in K-Fine Country, and I can't really figure this out. I'm not sure if we're here in the morning or if it's 7:02 at night.
It's very weird.
We pulled up here, and I'm like, I'm talking to David, because David basically helps us get everybody booked.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're here at 7 o'clock at night. We are not used to the whole daylight savings
thing. It's very weird, yeah.
So, we're live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is the Caraway Plaza Shopping Center, which is the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco, and we invite you guys to stop by this morning, especially if daylight savings time has kind of messed you up. If you're in a little bit of that funk and you need that extra, that boost of energy, the first thing we said when we walked in this morning was, Earl, I need the K-Fine tea.
And it is now in our hand.
It's peach tropical. It actually is the energy tea, which the idea behind this is it gives you all the energy that an energy drink would, but there's not the calories that the energy drinks would have. So the way this works, this actually will burn calories anywhere between 100 and 120 calories by raising the thermogenic effect of your body about 1 degree on your temperature, which means you're burning calories while having the tea and getting your energy.
That's okay.
So then we also have the protein shakes here as well, and we'll get more into that and all the different options. There's tons of options. It kind of depends if you want something fruity this morning, if you want something that's a little more like chocolate and decadent.
I think I'm going for the white chocolate Snickers today.
Ooh, that sounds good. So the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro, again, in the Caraway Plaza Shopping Center. Lauren Barrett joins us this morning. She is here representing the Miracle League of Jonesboro. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, we're good. I understand that you know Kelly.
Yes.
Should I apologize now for that?
She is one of our kickboxers at Joey Perry Martial Arts.
I will not say anything offensive
as
we go throughout this interview.
She'll take you out.
So kickboxing, are you good at it?
No, not at all.
But it doesn't matter, right?
It's so much fun, yes.
It's the whole idea, because I've kind of watched more people who are doing kickboxing and boxing and stuff like that. And that seems like such a fun way of getting in your cardio.
It's a different workout than just having to run and run and run.
Because I have buddies who get on, like I see them do their morning workout, and it's treadmill work, and it's all like the stair steppers and stuff like that. To me, that doesn't look like a lot of fun.
Right, I know.
So, Lauren, if I were to ask you to kick Kelly in the face, could you do that from there?
Of course she
could.
I'm
not that flexible, but I'm getting there.
All right, so she's working on that. So tell me about your job with the Miracle League and why it is something that you're passionate about with the Miracle League of Jonesboro.
Well, I recently became the coordinator of the Miracle League. I've volunteered with them since they opened, and I just love going out every Saturday and watching those smiles on the children and the adults' face and watch them get to have fun.
Yeah, and it's something that I know when the whole vision of the Miracle League was brought up, we're like, there are so many people here that can use this facility. And then we're like, well, can we get it built? Can we get it put together? Is there going to be funding for it? And obviously, there was quite a bit of funding to get it started. I know there's still some work to be done on that. But as we're looking for the Miracle League spring ball season, which is coming up, how can people help with that? And what if there is somebody who maybe can't play in a different type of softball league? How can they get involved?
So if they want to play for the spring season, they need to go by the Earl Bell Center on Church Street, I believe.
Right.
And get an application, sign up, pay $30 for the spring.
Right.
Or they can go ahead and pay for the spring and fall, and that's $50. That way they don't have to worry about the fall season remembering to sign up again.
Right. And who's allowed to play? Who all can play?
You have to be 4 years old or up to play, and you have to have a disability.
Right. And then there's going to be people there at these games, because I've seen all the posts and the videos that, they get to go out there and they get to do stuff that they might not normally get to do. They get to run the bases and they get to swing the ball and all, or swing the bat, not the ball. You don't swing the ball.
We understood.
That tells you my sports right there, right? But I've seen those videos and stuff like that. So there's obviously people who want to participate, but also this can be kind of intense where you need people to help too.
Yes, we always need buddies. We need people helping the concession stand. We need someone to play homer.
Yep.
The kids love Homer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to get so much attention if you play Homer.
Yep. And what's cool, if you've never been out to the field, it's accessible to wheelchairs and all different kinds of, things for the kids to use. So
well, it makes it a safe place for you to play. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If a kid has a cane, a walker, a wheelchair, mm-hmm. they're not going to trip over things out on the field, which is really great. It's all flat.
Yeah, and that was kind of the vision when they were bringing all these ideas of, can we have this here? They had seen this type of a park in other places, and we knew there was a need for it here. So we have the Miracle League spring ball season, which is coming up. Do we know the dates on when that's going to be happening and when people can get signed up?
Yes. So spring season, the first game starts April 6th, and deadline to sign up is March 15th, so this Friday.
Right.
So get over to Earl Bell and get your application in, and you'll be good.
And that's if you want to play?
Yes.
And then for volunteers, is that something that you're always taking?
We're always taking volunteers. You can either message the Miracle League of Jonesboro Facebook page or show up April 6th, 9 o'clock, and fill out a volunteer form, and we'll get you assigned to a team or wherever you want to do.
How fun is this for you as somebody who's going to help organize this on game day when you see those smiles? What does that feel like?
It's so much fun. You know, kids, they're already messaging the Miracle League, like kids who play and adults. They're like, I can't wait for season to start.
It's awesome.
No, they're so excited. So it's just, it's a very exciting day when it comes.
So if they go to the Facebook page, they can get all the information?
Yes.
The Miracle League of Jonesboro. Also, don't forget our Kickball Classic, which is coming up on April the 13th, mm-hmm. is going to be a benefit for the Miracle League as well. So every team that is a part of that is helping to raise money for the Miracle League as well. And, again, that information is on our website, which is kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com. And, Lauren, we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We are live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
18 in K-Fine Country, live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. We talk a lot about how great the Nutrition Hub is as far as getting your energy and your protein and your aloe shot and all that. But they also love to give back to the community. And I was talking to Earl Hammond, who is the guy behind the Nutrition Hub, a few minutes ago. And he said there's a special event happening today. And I saw one of our friends over here, Miss Arkansas State University, Ellie Stafford. Ellie, what's happening today at the Nutrition Hub?
So we are having a philanthropy benefit day for Alpha Gamma Delta.
Right.
We're raising money for our Alpha Gamma Delta Foundation, and Nutrition Hub is being kind enough to donate $2 for every single set that's purchased today, and they're also going to match the total at the end of the day.
So how does that money, when you go to the foundation, how does that help, and how do you all use that?
So we raise awareness for fighting hunger. Hunger is very important here in our community, as well as all across. And so we're raising money for that, as well as scholarship grants for women within our sorority, as well as businesses and women in our community as well.
So how long is the fundraiser happening? Is it all day today?
It's all day today, so 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and you can come to it anytime today and get a stop by and get a shake or a set, and it only takes a few minutes.
Now, I noticed one of the times you came in here, it might have been the first time after you won Miss Arkansas State University,
mm-hmm.
You came in and you were looking through all the different protein shakes. Have you landed on your favorite one yet?
Oh, brownie batter. Every single time.
Is that it?
It is good.
We tried that one because it of you good. The last time we were mm-hmm. here. So.
Oh, every single time. And I'm just like that. I get the same thing every time. So once I find something I like, I don't really leave it.
So it's the brownie batter protein shake. And then again, the energy tea, which this is the K-Fine tea. It's mm-hmm. the peach tropical. Have you tried the teas yet?
I have not tried the K-Fine tea.
It's good.
I mean, come on now.
I always get raspberry pomegranate. So but
that's a good one, too.
The great thing about the tea, though, and I love the fact that, I don't know if you like energy drinks. Mm-hmm. I've always liked those energy drinks. But the problem is you're ingesting so many calories mm-hmm. and things that might not be that great. With the energy tea, you're actually having a healthy alternative. You're getting the boost of energy, and you're burning calories as well. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anything else going on with you?
Just everybody come out.
but then there's also a pageant coming up later on.
There is.
How close are we to Miss Arkansas?
Oh, goodness. I haven't even thought about it.
Is it
I guess 3 months.
All right. So we'll talk to you about that.
That's kind of scary to think about.
Go enjoy your protein shake and your tea this morning.
Thank you very much. I will.
All right. And don't forget, coming up today, you can stop by the Nutrition Hub and help raise money for Alpha Gams as well. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, well. Well, time for birthdays for today. It is Tuesday, March the 13th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Aaron Vanneman of Wynn, who celebrates a birthday today. We have Candace Cooper of Jonesboro, who just stopped by here last week and was on our show, getting ready for the Coma Northeast Arkansas Race for the Cure. So happy birthday to Candace. Hunter Riley of Jonesboro celebrates. Don Kraft, also from Jonesboro, celebrating. We have Kelly McCoy of Hoxie. Kevin Scott Mann of Pocahontas.
Happy 36. Birthday.
That's Puddin's Man.
Yeah.
So if you've listened to any version of my show for, golly, the last 10 years or so, we've talked to Puddin. So Laura Rogers and Flynn Rogers from Maynard. That is 3 years old. Happy birthday and love from Mom, Dad, and Jaden. We have Brent Thornton of Tuckerman 33. Connor Radcliffe of Pocahontas turning 7. Love from Mom, Dad, and your brothers. Michael Green of Paragould is turning 30 years old today. We have a couple more that just came in.
We also have Zachary Taylor turning 8 today from Jonesboro. And that's it.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly.
Yeah.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Danny Masterson is 43. That's Stephen Hyde on The 70s Show. Lee Allen Baker is 47. That was Amy Duncan on Good Luck, Charlie.
I love that show on Disney.
I know. Great, great show. Common is 47. That's the rapper and actor. Kathy Hilton is 60. That's Paris Hilton's mom. And William H. Macy is 69 today.
Oh, no. His wife was in jail yesterday. That's a crazy story there with Felicity Huffman. So happy birthday to William H. Macy, who celebrates. Again, we are live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, 7:33 in K-Fine Country. Thanks for having us on this morning. It's Brandon, it's Kelly, and we are joined here by Mr. Brad Baker.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I brought 2 dozen donuts. Am I supposed to leave them here? Oh, no, wait. This is not the right place.
This is Nutrition Hub.
Oh, sorry. My bad. I'll just have to take them with me.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work so well. Okay. Anyway, lots of great stuff going on here at Nutrition Hub today. We'll talk more about the energy tea, why all of a sudden I feel like daylight savings time isn't even mattering to me whatsoever. Because we have the energy tea here. We also have the protein shakes. But Brad Baker is here to talk about an event that I've taken my son to, and I can tell you firsthand, it's a lot of fun. The University Heights Lions Club is about to present the 30th annual Lions Jonesboro Auto Show.
That's right, man. We'll probably have about 150 cars or so. Right now we have 100 signed up, and of course we've got another week or 10 days before the actual show, and we usually get about 30 or 40% of our cars come the last week.
Right.
Car show guys are like golfers. They look at the weather to see if they want to bring their car because they don't want it out in the rain and the muck and the stuff. I mean, we wouldn't want to have a car show starting today because of all the crazy weather that we're having. But anyway, we're going to have every kind of car you can imagine from every decade. They're shined up, spit shined. I mean, they're just unbelievable. And it's not just cars, guys. You can race the slot cars, take a test drive. Fletcher Dodge and Cavanaugh Ford are going to have vehicles out there. Awesome. No hassle test drives. They're not going to try to, what do I got to do to put you in a car today kind of deal. Nothing like that. And actually, you don't even have to come in the show to do the test drive. And they're going to donate funds to the Lions Club for every test drive. So just come out and take a 10-minute test drive. And they'll donate money to the Lions Club. And then go ahead and pay you $10 and come on in,
man,
because you won't believe the cars that we're going to have. It's unbelievable. And it's not just for car people.
Right.
When you go in there, I promise you won't be disappointed. You'll come out of there going, wow, man, I may have to go out and buy me a car to fix up.
Right, because we did that just a couple years ago. I guess it was probably last year, Kai's 8. And we go in there to the auto show, and Kai's like, I don't know, Dad, what are we going to do? And we walk in there, and it's almost like it's an instinct of a guy to gravitate towards certain colors and certain body styles of cars. And we saw every car that was at the auto show last year, and it was a great bonding thing for me and my son.
Yeah, it's a good family show. I mean, we got all kinds of stuff, and ladies can come out too. It's okay. I know. Well, what was your first car, Kelly?
A 1992 Honda Accord.
1992 Honda Accord. I don't think we'll have any of those out there. What was yours?
How about a 1966 Mustang?
Well, there you go. Now, we'll have some of that out there for sure.
Now, did you have that?
No, my dad had it.
Oh, your dad had that.
My mother had a 1980 Ford Mustang.
Oh, okay.
White with red interior and red carpet.
Ooh-wee, man. That's
wow.
What was your first car?
Well, I think I had a 1980 BMW or something like that.
Oh, a BMW.
No, but it was
exactly.
But here's
exactly,
the thing.
Brad.
I had a BMW.
Yeah. It was 13 years after the fact, though. So I thought that was a cool car, but I didn't realize this thing's basically an antique already.
Oh, man. I had a metallic gold 1971 Monte Carlo.
Oh, wow.
It was 400 cubic inch, 300 horsepower, and I knew nothing about that. Only thing I know that it was F-A-A-A-A-S-T fast.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's my deal, because I'm not exactly – I don't really understand how the car operates, but I do appreciate how pretty they can be.
Oh, man. They shine them up like crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll spend hundreds of hours getting them all cleaned up, and then they drive them to the car show, and then they'll spend another couple of hours just cleaning them up there at the car show. You can see yourself in the paint. It's unbelievable how they get those to do that. I mean, I go through the car wash six times a week in mine,
Well, it's crazy, too, because, you know, I would think at my age I've seen most cars at some point.
Yeah.
But I was walking through the show last year, and there were vehicles there, cars there, trucks there I had never seen before.
Right. We'll have all kinds. I mean, every decade will be represented. And every color, every type, every body style, you just come on out. Guys, and I promise you, when you come out and when you leave, you won't be disappointed. You won't go, well, I wish I hadn't spent that $10. And look, kids are free. Under 12 are free. Bring them out. Don't bring them out and just leave them now. Just don't do that.
You're not babysitting.
No, we don't want to babysit them. But just come on out to the show. It's 10 o'clock till 8 o'clock, and it's on Saturday, and it's 11 to 4 on Sunday. Next weekend, the 23rd and 24th, we'll move in on the 22nd, and I believe we're going to have a remote out there on the 22nd, so we'll see you guys out there.
Yep.
So anyway, just come to the show and help the Lions Club, help those in need. You were telling a story earlier about how we had helped a young lady with her eye cancer and with a prosthesis and different things, and that's kind of what we do. You know, locally we do eyeglasses and we do vision screenings. We've been doing vision screenings like crazy. I don't know, thousands of young kids that we're trying to find out if they have a problem early, because the earlier you find it, obviously, the quicker we can address it and get it fixed and that sort of thing. In fact, my 7-year-old granddaughter just yesterday got glasses.
Aww.
Not from Lions Club, but she – and that's so – kids do have eye problems, and so we do find those with the vision screenings. We're going to have that at the show. Come out and get a free vision screening.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be fun. Y'all come out, and I promise you won't be disappointed.
Again, it's the 30th annual Jonesboro Auto Show. It happens next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at First National Bank Arena. And again, all the money's going to great local causes here in this area. The University Heights Lions Club, and Brad Baker joins us live this morning.
Thank you very much.
At the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, it is 7:50 in K-Fine Country. It seems like the Nutrition Hub is a spot to be this morning if you want to come by and get your aloe shot. You can choose mango, cranberry, or mandarin. Then you can get your energy tea, which has given me that extra pep in my step this morning. That's the whole idea behind that, is it's healthier than your energy drink, and it actually helps you burn calories. And then your protein shake. It could be the Bahama Breeze. It could be the peanut butter waffle. It could be the no-bake cookie or the peanut butter banana, or, as Kelly was talking about, wanting to try the white chocolate Snickers. All kinds of great options on the protein shakes as well. At the Nutrition Hub in the Caraway Plaza on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It's the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy. So we're joined this morning by Hayden Huckabee from Families Inc., and we love having Hayden on the show because there's so many things about mental health that we are now beginning to understand, and now people are starting to discuss. It's no longer being hit with that stigma of, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with you. We all know now that we all have things. And as people, I think if we all know, hey, we all have something. We all have some type of a hang-up. We all have something that maybe we could do better. I think that's great to know, and I think that's one of the things that we enjoy so much about having you on the show.
Yeah, I think the main thing that I think is happening here is just an awareness, for mental health. So.
And the discussion in saying, okay, because I think I've been more comfortable over the last couple of years of saying, hey, you know, I've dealt with anxiety and that type of stuff for so many years since I was probably 17 years old. I didn't realize it when I was 17. I didn't know why I had a panic attack when I was 18 driving between Louisville, Kentucky and Memphis, Tennessee. I didn't know what was happening. but now I do.
Yes, and that is the key, because if you don't know, then you come up with all different kind of scary thoughts and scary ways of interpreting those types of things.
Right. Well, when you're 18, you're thinking, oh, my gosh, am I having a heart attack on the highway?
Exactly.
And then you have to pull over because you can't breathe. That's real life.
Yeah, it is.
And every once in a while, that still hits me. I think I've been able to cope with it a little bit better as I've gotten older, but I think that's because I've read about it. We've talked to you. We joke all the time with Hayden that him coming on the show is basically our free therapy as well.
Yeah.
So we're giving free therapy on the radio.
My pleasure.
Every Wednesday morning. One of the things we were talking about, because we have a group text kind of talking about things we could discuss. Mm-hmm. One of the things I thought that was really important to discuss was the fact that so many of us are attached to social media. We see people post all these images of their perfect life, and sometimes we compare ourselves to that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nobody's living the perfect life.
Absolutely not. You know, I think the thing I'd want to say is that, you know, not all social media is bad. You know, you can connect with families and friends, and, you know, you can, you know, publicize your business and those types of things. But there are some cautions I think people need to take when they venture into social media, especially those who are already predisposed to depression, those types of things. Because, you know, there is that natural draw. I don't even think we're aware of that. We just sort of compare ourselves. We sort of just, how do I stack up, you know, and those types of things. And that can be pretty hard for people.
So when you talk about people who are predisposed to depression, is there any kind of statistic? Is that 70% of the population? Mm-hmm. Is it? Because to me, I would think that we all have traces of that at different times, depending on what we're going through. Because we don't see, I mean, we see a few people who are super positive all the time. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I want to be like that guy.
Yeah,
but you wonder if you know, they have something that bothers them when they go home as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, there is that tendency I think we all have if we're not careful. You know, I think, you know, it's referred to as emotional intelligence, you know, whether or not, you know, you're aware of how you're thinking and then how that's causing you to feel and those types of things. So if we're not careful, I think social media can absolutely get you into a place where you're isolating yourself more. Because, you know, you think about symptoms of depression. One symptom is feelings of worthlessness.
Right.
And so if you're not careful, you can go and say, hey, everybody's just got a better life than me. And that just sort of affirms these negative, you know, feelings about yourself.
Well, I think I've even gone through and looked at stuff like, oh, my gosh, everybody's on spring break is about to be happening,
right?
Everybody got to go on vacation this year. Everybody has the money to go and do this. Or like for me, it's like, you know, you see somebody, and again, everybody posts their best stuff.
Absolutely.
So that person in the gym who, like, they hit the right lighting and they look like they're jacked up. And it's crazy, but that kind of stuff, even at this point, I still look at that like, dang, I wish I looked like that.
Yeah.
How can we use that, though, and how should we use that in filter that information, because we're going to, a lot of us are going to consume the information anyway. How should we look at that?
That's a good question. I think just, again, having an awareness of what you're thinking, you know, and just, you know, there are narratives that sort of we create, you know, about other people's lives, our lives. I think if you can just somehow find a way to be attuned to what you're listening to in your own head, you know, is a good skill to develop.
So I think we all probably should think about that. And then, you know, I'm sure you deal with people who get on social media and again, at Families Inc., when people come in there. Is there any type of a rule or a study or like, hey, don't use it this much? Do you guys ever talk through that?
Absolutely. I can recall one person that I was working with, and literally the intervention was to limit her social media exposure to, you know, 1 hour, you know, a day. And, you know, there's just that draw, you know, to sort of peek into your own little crystal ball and see what's going on in people's lives. And it's such a draw. So, yeah, you have to be intentional. You have to hold yourself accountable, you know, and absolutely that can be a part of therapy, is just limiting that and connecting in real ways with people as opposed to this false sense of connection.
Well, I think Brett Eldridge, the country star, he's actually going through something right now where he depended so much on that feedback from social media that he realized that that was becoming something that wasn't healthy for him. Yeah. And he went back and got a flip phone and he started over. He wanted to go ahead and rid himself of that stress. And I think that's something that a lot of us don't even realize how often we go to our phones. Mm. Like I sit at home, if I go home for lunch and my wife's over there on the couch and she's going through her phone and I'm going through my phone, I don't even think it's intentional. I don't think we know why we're doing it. And I don't think we're really even looking for anything.
I think you're hitting the nail right on the head. That's the danger right there, is that we're not aware of how much we go to that. And there is this draw to want to see what's going on. I sometimes call it FOMO. Have y'all heard of FOMO?
What is that?
Fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I have that.
Yeah. So everybody does, right? So,
right.
Yeah. So you just have this draw, and if you're not careful, it can consume you. Absolutely.
So if somebody came to you and said, hey, I have this deal where I'm going through here and I don't feel like I'm as worthy as other people. I feel like everybody has it better. What are one or two or three steps that you would give them right off the bat?
Well, I mean, if you feel like if you feel like social media is consuming you, I would say that you're probably right.
Right.
You're already aware of that, I think you have a problem that you could probably address. And you know, I mean, there's just self-discipline. Right. There's finding ways to connect in real ways, or just to disconnect completely from your phone. It's hard. I get it. But
are you on social media?
I am. Okay, that's a good question.
So I put you right on the spot.
No, you did. That's fine. I have a Twitter account that I get on about once a week.
Right.
But I am not on Facebook. I'm not on Instagram. Not on anything else like that.
What about your family? Your wife?
My wife is on Facebook, and she's on Twitter. And she uses social media a lot more than I do.
Right.
But I really, I'm not any better than anybody else because I'm not on social media. But I do think there's some things that make my life a little bit better because I'm not. I don't know.
But you hear people who say that all the time. When they get away from it, they realize, hey, I have more time to live.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And you're busy.
Yeah, that's part of it, too. I'm also kind of, in counseling, sort of entrenched in people's lives, and this comes up. You'd be surprised how often people, research will show you, I'm not a sociologist or a researcher, but it's very clear of the correlations between depression and social media use. It is very strongly correlated.
And I think just having that discussion and saying, hey, it's a real thing
that
maybe you could be bringing into your own life some things that might not be beneficial to you. So, and again, if you need somebody to speak with, somebody to talk to that can help you through those problems, Families Inc., Families Inc. Counseling Services is a great step. And, of course, Hayden Huckabee joins us here every Wednesday morning live at the Nutrition Hub on your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:09 in K-Fine Country. We are set to go this morning at Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in the Caraway Plaza. It's the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy. We had the energy tea already. How do you feel after the tea?
I feel great. I love it.
So the K-Fine tea is the peach tropical. It boosts your thermogenic effect, which is awesome. That means you're burning calories while you're drinking something that gives you energy, as opposed to, going and getting something that might allow you to ingest 300 to 400 calories.
Yeah.
So then the protein shake. Have you decided on which protein shake you're getting yet?
I'm going to do the cinnamon roll today.
All right. I think one of our was Josh. Was that what he had a minute ago?
I think he did have cinnamon roll.
And then we talked to Ellie Stafford. She says she can't stop the brownie batter. So all kinds of good stuff. I guess it's good that we're talking healthy nutrition this morning. Lydia from St. Bernard's joins us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
So are you ready to be extra healthy this morning?
I guess so. Yeah, I have no choice.
Can I walk you through the menu
at
the Nutrition Hub?
Before we went live, I've been walked through the menu, and I'm super impressed. I'm ready for an aloe shot and the whole nine yards.
So tell me look through the list of the protein shakes, and there are more than just the ones that are on there.
Right.
Would you go fruity, or would you go like chocolate and decadent?
I would go fruity, because despite the fact that it's not truly decadent,
right,
I would still feel like it was.
Yeah.
So I think
right,
I'd go fruity in the morning.
So yeah. I did have the strawberry wedding cake.
Oh,
strawberry
yeah,
wedding cake, which was pretty good.
Like I'm zeroed in on the lemon blueberry.
Oh, I bet that's good too.
I've heard that's really good.
Yeah.
You got a blueberry wedding cake, didn't you?
That's really good too.
So this is a great spot, man, if you're preparing for all of the stuff coming up with St. Bernard's and these races coming up. We've heard a lot over the years about the Doc Rock and Run, the half marathon, and the kids rock and run.
Correct, yeah.
Are these things right around the corner or
they
what?
They are, yes. They're about, what is today? Yeah, they're literally a month away from today.
That's wild.
So the Doc Rock is on Saturday, April 13th, and it's a 5K and a half marathon.
Right.
And then on Sunday, we have a kids race, which is a one-mile fun run.
Right. So this is all a part of the expo that happens at First National Bank Arena, which truly draws people from all over the area to First National Bank.
It does, yeah, because there's something for everyone. So yep. if you're not a runner, you're tuning us out right now, right?
Right.
But there are screenings all weekend.
Right.
There are healthy cooking kitchen demonstrations from local chefs here in Jonesboro, and there's physician panel discussions. But the race really is a fun draw, and folks do come literally not just from the area, but from multiple states that touch us and
right.
beyond. Yeah.
What do you think makes it such a big race?
Well, so it's a certified race, and for runners, I'm told that that's a big deal because right. it helps them qualify for
right.
other races. And it's a 5K, so it's a something small and attainable, but it's also a half marathon if you're committed. And it all supports a great cause.
Right.
So the proceeds from this race benefit the St. Bernard's NICU, which is the only neonatal intensive care unit really in the region.
Right.
And that's so needed. If little babies are born premature, then they don't have to be shipped off, if you will.
I know, and it was wild. I didn't realize how important that was until I walked through there, and then I started seeing these small babies, and you're like, wow, these babies before would have been rushed down in an ambulance possibly or
right.
flown down to a different hospital. We
right.
have the ability to help them right here with St. Bernard's.
Absolutely, and this race continues to benefit that, the NICU at St. Bernard's, because there continues to be a need, and we
yep.
want to grow, and new technology, and so... Yeah.
Let's talk about half marathons, because
oh, yeah.
how many miles is a half marathon?
Well, let's see. Okay, a full marathon is 26.2.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandon, have you never done a full marathon?
So a half marathon is 13.1.
I've never done a 5K.
Yeah, really?
I've been
really?
To 5K. I've never ran a 5K.
I mean, walk
you think
one?
I should? Well, I've been there for one.
Wow.
I've hosted some 5Ks.
Listen, you need to commit yourself to at least to like a turkey trot or something.
Okay, maybe.
Where
well,
the pressure is
right.
low.
Well, because I wouldn't
maybe
be
they'll let you do the kids rock and run.
Yeah,
right
can I race the kids?
You absolutely can. Come on out on Sunday at 2 o'clock. That might be a good gateway. If
right.
You can lead it.
You don't think I would scare the children, do you?
There's a chance.
If I take off running?
There's a chance.
What's so awesome about our area, and I didn't realize this until we were going and doing the Color Run stuff with
uh-huh.
you all a number of years ago. So we're out there, and I'm thinking, okay, there's going to be parents and a few kids. The fact that there are so many kids
oh,
who
yeah.
are into running and into being healthy, I think that's a testament to their parents kind of educating them, probably the schools helping with that. But there are a lot of young people who are going to be involved in this on Sunday.
Yes, you're right. There are. The kids race continues to grow. And it's fun, too, because what we've tried to do in years past is encourage students at schools to kind of be running a half marathon leading
right.
up. And this can be the culmination, 13th mile, if you will, of their
wow.
half marathon. Well, and you know, so both races, the Doc Rock and the Kids Rock, are part of the Get in Gear series.
Right.
And so this one, because there is a kids piece, we do encourage lots of participation from kids at local elementary schools, because at the end of the year, we tally up participation and reward schools with
oh, yeah.
PE equipment.
Yeah, and that's
so
very important. You know how
important
that is.
Yeah.
So I was reading about the St. Bernard's NICU reunion parade.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, so believe it or not, the St. Bernard's NICU has been serving Northeast Arkansas for 7 years now.
Wow, that's
and,
crazy.
And so we're just going to – we've done this in years past, not ever at the expo, but we feel like it's a great opportunity to bring folks because there's fun stuff already going on for kids. So we're going to do a reunion for the NICU graduates on Sunday. And so they're going to kick off the kids race with a little
oh,
parade.
That's going to be adorable.
Yeah, and our main goal there is to just not have any children trampled. So we're
right.
working out logistics, you know.
Right.
Because if you were in the first years at the NICU, you would be 7 now.
Right.
And on
oh.
down to, you know, months old. So, but we're going to have a NICU reunion. That's going to happen in the kids' zone from 1 to 4 with the kids' race being a part of that.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
Have you been to the NICU?
I haven't yet.
Oh, my gosh. So I walked through there before they even opened, and they were showing us some of the diapers
mm-hmm.
for those babies.
Aww.
How would you describe, like, the smallest size diaper?
The smallest size diaper.
Because it seemed like it was
the size of your credit card.
Yeah, I mean, that's
oh, wow.
There are babies who are, you know, put in diapers that size. It's really wild.
Yeah, I mean, they just are tiny. Yeah, they have fantastic pictures, you know, of babies up there to kind of help you visualize. But when they put that diaper in your hand, you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That changes the game totally
that's
right
a little
there.
Bitty, yes.
So let's talk about people getting signed up. Do they need to get signed up early for
you
these
know,
races?
Yes, and here's why I would say get signed up early. Everybody wants a T-shirt to prove that they
yes.
participated
right.
or just went,
right.
you know, whether
I get
you
it.
Run or not.
I'm wearing an event T-shirt right now.
And to be guaranteed a T-shirt, you do want to sign up early because we want to make sure you get that. So
and how can they do that?
They can do that. You can find everything about the entire event and sign up for the race at stbexpo.com.
All right. Once again, it's happening at First National National Bank Arena, Saturday, April the 13th, and Sunday, April the 14th. We appreciate you coming by this
morning. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time.
We are live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:25 in K-Fine Country, and we are live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It's been a busy spot this morning. If you haven't been here as of yet, they're on Caraway, the same shopping center as Old Navy and Petco. And as we were talking with Lydia a few minutes ago, she's all about health and the run that's coming up with St. Bernard's. Get your aloe shot. Good for digestion. Good for belly health. Mango, cranberry, mandarin. Get your energy tea. It brings up your thermogenic effect. It actually will help you burn calories. You're not just taking in calories because there's no calories in the tea, but you are burning calories, but you get the energy benefits and then the protein shake, which tastes good. And for me, I do not like waking up and making a big breakfast. Just not my thing. Sometimes I don't like making a big lunch.
And it's quick. You can come by, get everything really quick, and be on your way to work.
There you go. The Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare joins us. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning.
Is today an off day for you, or are you working?
No, I'm working today.
All right. So if people want to stop by and get autographs, they can do that today at VetCare?
Anytime.
All right. What's now? We won't even get into this. No, we were talking to the doc about different things that are kind of happening in people's lives right now. Spring break is right around the corner. And many of us, if we're trying to plan trips, like we have three dogs, the two little dogs could easily go to Leslie's mom's house. The big German Shepherd pretty much has to make the trip with us, or we have to board him. So for people who are traveling with the dog this spring break, what do we need to be looking at?
Well, and this reminded me, yesterday I had a client that came in, brought their dog in for a routine wellness exam and said, we're going to Florida next week, and he's going with us, and he loves the beach. He likes to roll around in the fishy-smelling sand. And,
right.
You know. So there are some things you need to consider when traveling with your pet, obviously, because there's could be some hidden dangers lurking in your vehicle.
Really? And, so stuff we wouldn't even think about.
Right. One thing, I mean, I'd be embarrassed if somebody saw my car right now, but you know, sometimes you drop mints or candy,
French fries,
and you know, some of these sugar-free xylitol-containing candies, you know,
right.
They can be toxic to dogs. And, of course,
oh, I didn't
first
realize
thing,
that.
Yeah, the first thing they're going to do, they're sniffing around. They think there's a piece of food, and they're going to eat it. So, you know, check your floors and make sure there's not any potentially toxic items there, food items. The other thing we've talked before about restraining your pet in either a carrier or a seat belt, you know, pet seat belt. You should never let them just be loose in the car because small dogs or cats especially, you know, if they get down under on your floorboard on the driver's side, they could get under the brake or gas pedal and, you know, could cause an accident or in the steering wheel or, you know, they some of them are nervous when they travel, so they're trying to explore and find a secure place.
Well, this explains the issue I have where the dog decides, even if we have the dog in the back seat with Kai, where he wants to get up there in the middle
look around.
Yeah.
And the other potential problem is windows, and they can be a problem if they're rolled up or if they're rolled down. You know, rolled up, the temperature in the car could rise 40 degrees in an hour. So if it's 70 degrees out, it could get up to 110 degrees,
right,
which is the potential for a heat stroke in a pet. And sometimes dogs will get, you know, they want to stand on the armrest there.
Yeah.
Well, the little button that controls the window going down, you know, if they hit that, and my dog's done it before, you know, it rolls down, and, you know, they could just hop out the window.
Oh, gosh. At
70 miles per hour. So that's a possibility, you know, or a problem, potential problem. The other thing, I had a client once, they left their dog in a car, and it was a cool day, so that, you know, the windows were rolled up. But they came back, and the dog had chewed through four of the seat belts
all the way through. Yeah.
So, you know, they're nervous, they're anxious, and things like that could happen. They could destroy the interior of a car.
So dogs very much are kind of creatures of habit and their surroundings, right?
Right.
So more than likely, they probably don't enjoy going on vacation as much as we as people do.
You know, there's some dogs that just love to travel, but there's a lot that, you know, they get in the car and, you know, they can experience motion sickness. You know, some dogs, they hear the car door slam and they start salivating because they get nauseated before the car even starts moving.
Oh, so, I didn't realize that.
So there are medications you can give to control motion sickness in dogs to try to alleviate that. And but yeah, you're right. Most dogs, you know, there's some that just love it. You know, every time the car starts, they want to be in it. But a lot of them, you know, mine especially, you know, I put them in their carrier and they start whining until they finally go to sleep after we've been on the road 20, 30 minutes.
So, right. We took Ace right off the bat. We were going to Nashville. We stopped in Memphis. And, you know, he's very a territorial type of dog. He's a German Shepherd. As people were walking by the car, he was having a fit.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's
too
many strangers around, people he's not used to seeing.
Right. Mine do the same thing. They're very protective, you know. If I go up to a drive-through window, you know, they're barking and I can't even hear my order, you know.
Right. So for people, though, there is an option. Obviously, they could come to vet care and they could find out about some of the things that might help with motion sickness. Mm-hmm. But they also could board the pet, and that might be a better solution for a lot of
them. Right. We'll see a lot of boarders next weekend because, you know, there's some vacations or trips that just aren't amenable to taking pets.
You know?
Especially if you have a big dog and you're flying somewhere or a long trip traveling. Or the facility doesn't allow pets. So, yeah, you know, we do a lot of boarding. And for the dogs that aren't part of the family trip for spring break, then, yes, definitely that's an alternative.
So do you have availability for the spring break week?
Yes, we have availability.
How can they reach out to you all about that?
They'll just call our office number. It's 972-5320, and we can make a reservation for them.
Vet Care on Parker Road in Jonesboro. He is our next-door neighbor. He is the guy we turn to for all of our pet health needs. Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care joins us live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've never tried this protein shake, and kind of my mission has been to try a different protein shake every time we come to the Nutrition Hub.
What did you end up going with?
I have gone with s'mores. And do you see what appears to be at the top of this?
Graham cracker crumbs.
It looks like the crumbs are on top. You know, so I guess Earl knows by this point that I am a
tasty chocolate
fan.
Well,
so what do you have?
I got the cinnamon roll, and it tastes like a cinnamon roll.
Awesome. But it's good for you.
Yeah.
Healthy for you. Gives you the nutrients that you need, plus the energy tea. I don't know if you're still suffering from daylight savings, that vibe. But today we got here, and it was 7 o'clock, and it was still pitch black outside. And I felt like I needed that extra little pick-me-up. And the energy teas are great with that as well at the Nutrition Hub. So you can stop by and check them out on Caraway Road, the Caraway Plaza, the same shopping center as Petco and Old Navy. We have Heather Eberwine joining us this morning from the Beck Pride Center for America's Wounded Veterans. And I noticed when you walked in, it's hard not to notice, you have a service dog with you.
Yes, this is Tippy. She's my service dog. I've had her for 4 years.
All right, so Tippy seems very well-behaved.
Yes.
Would you say, is it always like this, or are we seeing Tippy on a good day?
Oh, no. When she's very well-behaved. Like, when she has her vest off and stuff, she'll be like a normal dog and play and run around and stuff. But when she's in her, she knows when she has her vest on that she's working.
And so it's really hard for me because you know how I am with animals. And as soon as I saw her, I just started talking to her and went to pet her. But you're not allowed to pet them while they're working.
Right. Well, that's kind of the rule.
It's killing me right now.
And you realize how close Tippy is to me? Because I'm a dog lover as well.
Yeah, she's a reach away from you.
I know. So I'm going to, hey, baby. I'll just talk to her like that. So, Heather, tell me about, first of all, your experience with a service dog and Tippy and how Tippy helps you. And then how this is going to be basically something that you want to help other people with.
Yes. Well, I got Tippy in 2015. I have PTSD, and she helps me. Like, if I'm starting to have a panic attack or something, she'll help ground me. We're working on, I pick when I get nervous sometimes.
Right. Well, I was just showing you a spot on my finger. I'm like, hey, don't worry. Look at this. I don't even know why I do that.
So she'll take her paw or her nose, and we're working on her, stopping so I don't pick and stuff.
Yeah, sure. I get it. So many of us, and I don't know if you heard us talk to Hayden Huckabee from Families, Inc. earlier. I've battled anxiety since I was about, I don't know, 17 years old, something like that. Didn't really understand it because nobody would really talk about it back then. It was some big embarrassing thing. Oh, you have panic attacks, blah, blah, blah. And now it's something that we discuss. But the thing that's going on with the Beck Pride Center, I always thought, and I know you guys are helping with service dogs for veterans. It's a very important part of what you do. But you're also now looking for ways to help regular civilians who might not have served but who might need a service dog.
Yes. I'm going to be help hosting a service dog support group for civilians and for veterans. And it'll be also for people who are also thinking about getting a service dog.
Right.
So if they might need help with the process or something, we can help them identify and talk to them. We can. It'll also be for people, like, if they need, like, just to talk about some experiences, because sometimes things do happen, like, out right. in public. Like, kids will be like, oh, dog, and they don't know right. not to touch. So they'll run up to them and start petting them, and it's like, no, you can't pet them. And right. For people with service dogs, it'll be, like, a place where they can talk about different things, share experiences. Also, if, like, anything new has come up, we can inform them about anything new or if they need help with anything.
So the service dogs, though, are helpful for, you mentioned PTSD.
Yes.
But there's other areas where the dogs are helpful as well, and other people they could impact. What are some of the things that you hear when people come looking for a service dog? What are they struggling with?
We've had people come into Beck Pride that have had they need a diabetic alert dog. Like right. if their sugar starts to drop or if it starts to get too high, the dog will alert them. People can have seizures, and the dog will help alert someone else.
Right.
They'll help people with mobility issues that can't, they can open doors for them and they'll push the button.
Right.
Or we had a gentleman who was falling over, and when he was trying to get up, and his dog got up and helped push him back up so he didn't
That's
fall
awesome.
Over.
So there's so many different ways that these dogs can help. And, of course, there's training that goes into that and
yes.
the education, which it takes a lot. It takes a lot of work to be able to train some of these dogs. And not every dog is capable of becoming a service dog.
Right, yes. It does take a certain temperament, and certain dogs are better for certain things. If you have more mobility issues, you'd want a larger dog
right.
That could help you. But if it's like our diabetic alert dog or medical alert dog, they can be small. Like we've had Chihuahuas, or we've
right.
got a Pomeranian, and so.
So let's talk about how people can be a part of what you're doing, and maybe they want to find out more. Maybe they know somebody who needs a service dog, and maybe it's somebody listening right now. Your support group is going to be March 25th. Is that correct?
Yes. It starts March 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the Beck Pride Center, and then it's going to be every month on the third Monday from then on.
All right. So if people want to find out more, what's the easiest way to find out more about what you all are doing?
Either to call Beck Pride or to call the trainer, Michelle Hill. Her number is 870-955-2300, or they can also email me. We've set aside an email just for the support group.
Okay.
And that's servicedogs2019@gmail.com.
All right, we appreciate you stopping by this morning. We'll share this information on our social media.
Thank you so
well.
Much.
We're live this morning at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. It is your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
8:55 in K-Fine Country, live at the Nutrition Hub on Caraway Road in Jonesboro. Samantha McFadden joins us this morning. We're talking charity ball. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
Are you ready for charity ball?
I'm ready. Yes, I can't wait for Saturday. I'm counting down.
Are you truly the chair?
I truly am the chair this
year. So, like, that's the big spot.
That's what they keep saying. It's scary.
So how does that feel here as you're getting close to the end? Does it feel like the pressure is on you?
Yeah. It's like this is a Super Bowl.
It is.
A charity event.
This is like your event. So do you feel like you're going to be successful?
Yeah. We're set up for a really awesome event this year. I mean, we've got some really cool stuff lined up.
We had a lot of fun last year getting to be out there and be a part of that. And really, for people who haven't been to Charity Ball, maybe they're like, hey, you know, I've heard about this. I've seen the pictures in Occasions Magazine, all over social media, because when Jonesboro gets dressed up, we all have to show everybody we got dressed up.
That's
so,
right.
So let's talk about what this event is, what it's like when you're there, and the reason that you all do this.
Well, Charity Ball really is like no other event that we have here in Jonesboro. It's a black tie event, so we all get all dolled up, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll be at the Convo this Saturday, the 16th. Cocktail hour starts at 6. The program will start at 7:30. We have a huge silent auction.
Oh, yeah.
Even like a super silent portion with just some really awesome stuff. Autographed guitars and records and stuff like that. So some really unique stuff. And then our live auction, we've got 18 just super stellar packages, some really cool trips, some like home improvement items, some custom jewelry.
Yeah.
And then we've got Memphis Soul Review that's going to be our band this year, and they're just going to be a lot of fun.
And I kind of wondered toward the end, because, you know, we go through all this stuff, and Kelly and I got to host the auction last year, and there were so many different things. I love the auction because There was stuff for families. There was stuff for single people.
Yeah.
There was stuff for sports fans.
Jewelry.
Like you really had something for everybody.
Yeah.
But then the music hits at the very end, and you're like, wait a minute, because Jonesboro was slow to dance at first.
Yeah.
And then once the first couple people went out there, boom, it blew up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jonesboro comes alive when that band starts.
I know. That's crazy, isn't it? So we talk a lot about Charity Ball as we lead up to it. Is there still the chance that people can attend if maybe they haven't committed to attend as of yet?
Yes, we've still got just a handful of tickets left. So if you're interested in coming to Charity Ball, purchase your tickets like today.
Yep.
So that we can get you a spot lined up for sure. And, you know, we realize that this year we're the weekend before spring break. So there are going to be a few people that have already got plans and they're not going to be able to attend. But we will have our bidding online.
Oh,
so
sweet.
You can still bid on our silent auction items online. We'll have that up actually here today. So you can check out all those items.
So as the chair of the event, does that mean that you and a committee chose the theme?
Yeah, that's right. I got to pick out the theme last year.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how did you come to the idea of the theme that you all chose?
I just wanted to do something really simple and classic, and I just love the idea of, you know, transforming the convo into just like a beautiful garden.
Right.
So I think it's going to be really neat and different this year. We're going to have lots of twinkle lights above, so it'll kind of give you that feeling of like spending the evening in a beautiful garden.
So if people want to get more information, is there one great spot they can go to get more information?
Sure. You can get more information about our event, and you can purchase your tickets at jajonesboro.org. You know, all of this, you know, I've talked a lot about just how fun this event is, but all of this, every dollar that we raise through Charity Ball goes right back in to serve the children of Northeast Arkansas. So this helps us, Junior Auxiliary, to fund our 12 service projects that are all focused around kids here in our area. So we really, you know, if you can't buy a ticket, just consider donating to the event even.
Right.
So all of that information is on jajonesboro.org.
It was a lot of fun last year, I can tell you that. I also noticed as I was leaving, and I don't think I was smart enough to do this beforehand, but there were tons of, like, exquisite limousines out front, right?
Yes.
Is that going to be back this year?
Yes, it will. So we've got Empire Luxury Transportation. They're providing chauffeured rides to and from the event.
Can I clap for that? Awesome.
I know, right?
That's
and we'll
awesome.
Have valet parking out front. So if you're interested in scheduling a pickup, you'll just need to call Empire Luxury Transportation directly. Their number is 870-351-3215, and you can talk with Sarah, and she'll schedule your pickup for you.
That's great. And then the photo booth at the end, man, you're all dressed up, but then you go to the photo booth, and everybody puts on something silly. We even dragged Diana Davis into our photo booth.
That was fun, yeah.
So, anyway, Charity Ball for Junior Auxiliary. It's happening this coming Friday night, and we appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much. I hope that I see you guys there.
All right, jajonesboro.org. We're not sure who's going to show up yet. We're going to work on trying to figure that out. We want to be there. It's Nutrition Hub. That's the spot where we are this morning, your K-Fine Breakfast Club, powered by Families, Inc.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Do you remember that TV show Hollywood Squares?
Vaguely.
It was like a game show, and they had basically it was tic-tac-toe.
Mm-hmm.
And the contestants would play the game, and if they got a certain question right, they would have either the X or the O on the square. And they would say, X marks the square.
Yeah.
And Jim J. Bullock was on there.
Okay.
Your center square, Jim J. Bullock, or Shadow Stevens.
Yeah, you watched it a lot more than me.
I love that show. Well, they're talking about bringing back the TV show Hollywood Squares, but putting it on CMT, Country Music Television, and making it Nashville Squares.
Really?
So the idea is we could have some country stars on that TV show. Evidently, they're all excited about the idea because what is old is now new again.
Mm-hmm.
So we could be seeing Nashville Squares soon on CMT.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Thomas Rhett is talking about his wife, Lauren, how important she is to his life. And I love the idea that basically everything we hear on the radio and everything we hear on the Thomas Rhett album has been put through the Lauren filter. He says he goes to her, will play songs for her, and she'll know within 10 or 15 seconds, more than likely, if it's going to be a hit. And he says if Lauren doesn't like it, more than likely about 70% of women won't like it either. So he passes on the song.
That's awesome.
So that filter, that Lauren filter, is very important for Thomas Rhett.
Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd are close to celebrating their first anniversary. Can you believe it's already been a year? Oh. But in a recent interview, she was asked how they were going to celebrate. And she said they're actually going to be in San Francisco at the same time. And they're probably going to look into hopping on several different trolleys and going to taste every kind of food that they can.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That sounds like a great day. Also, she performed last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Here's a clip of what it sounded like.
What you waiting for, girl?
Performance. It's up on the blog, the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Also on the blog today is a new music video from Mitchell Tenpenny. He did the song Drunk Me, right? Drunk me, can't get over you. Mm-hmm. That song. Well, he has a new song called Alcohol You Later. Hmm. And get the idea behind this. It's Alcohol You Later. I'll call you later. Okay. Here's what it sounds like. And there's the new video out today as well.
And now it's one last time.
I like that song.
Me too.
It's up on the BBITM blog as well. Check out that new video at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And Kelly Perry, what is on TV tonight?
Tonight, Empire and Star returns. The two-hour first season finale of The World's Best is back on tonight. Drop the Mic with Joey Lawrence versus David Faustino.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. That's Blossom's brother versus yes. Bud Bundy.
Whoa. That could probably be pretty funny.
That's probably funny, yeah.
Tonight's schedule also includes Riverdale, All-American, and Whiskey Cavalier.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.